Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, the people in the Northeast, they may not be talking business today. The snowstorm in places wasn't as bad as predicted, but, you know, 10, 12 inches of snow, a foot of snow. It wasn't the 2 or 3 feet of snow. I guess it's hitting Boston right now, and they're going to get slammed, and everything's going to be shut down. So, you know, if you're in Boston, stay warm, stay inside, don't go out on the roads. And if you're doing business with people in the Northeast, you may not be able to reach them today. But for all of those people who are confined, who can't get out to work, who can't do what they do every single day, what an opportunity you have today. And the opportunity is to sit down and think. How many times do we really get an opportunity just to think about our business? What we do is we show up every single day. We just do it day after day. It becomes routine. There are things to do. As business people say, there are fires to put out. There's prospecting. There's sales. But is there a lot of thought in the business? And usually not. Usually it just turns into a work day that gets long and is stressful and wonderful all at the same time. And we don't do a lot of thinking. So let me ask you, what have you done for your customers lately? Have you thought about what you've done for your customers or your clients lately? Have you thought about how important they are? Have you thought about how you can help them improve their business? Because, you know, they're extremely important. Thinking about your customers or clients should be a day-to-day operation. It shouldn't be just something that you do once in a while. It's very difficult to find new clients and new sales. It's very easy to pick the phone up, call a customer, and ask them how they are. What can you do for them? What are you doing well? What would they like to see improved? That helps you improve your business. If you're a small business, it's easy to stay in touch with your people. If you're a medium-sized business or a large business, well, you may have many customers to deal with, and it may not be quite as easy, but you can still do a random sampling every single day. Get a picture. They'll tell you what's going on in your business. They'll tell you what you should improve upon. They'll tell you where you are going absolutely right and then you're a star. And they'll tell you where they're thinking about doing business with someplace else because you let them down. Really, really important. And while we're thinking and while we're sitting down contemplating, you know, we need to think about other things. We need to think about how can we do more for our employees? How can we help them understand what we do? How can we train them? How can we bring them along? How can we compensate them better? How can we make more money and more sales and make them understand when we make more money and more sales, they get more money? They can get compensated more. Much to think about, and it's the day to do it, the day that's snowy and it's beautiful outside and there's, you know, the trees are covered and it's just like a wonderland. Of course, I must admit I'm looking out the window and it's cold here today, 50 degrees, and I can see the palm trees. But, you know, being from the north, I know what that's like. And I also get the time to think today because many of the people that I'm in contact with just aren't in today. Although I'm talking to people from New York to California, the people from Ohio and over, no problem. They're going to be there. So I want you to use every single moment that you have in your business, and I want you to use it in the best possible way so that you can be more successful and more profitable. Thought is the word of the day. Thought, thinking. And you know what? Teaching your people, getting them to think. That's an amazing thing. When you get them to think, also, they help you to increase your business. This is Howard Lewinter. Well, I wish you a nice warm day today. Enjoy that shoveling of the snow if you're out in the Northeast, and I'm sure you'll be back in operation tomorrow. And I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.